there are realities like manasikara every time, anytime. So we can talk about manasikara. Yeah. Right now, like what aramana is the object of manasikara right now. See? Mm-hmm. To see that we really understand manasikara, it arises with citta anytime.
And the purpose of understanding more about manasikara or any dhamma is just so that it becomes clearer and clearer. It's just a reality arising and falling away, no self, no one who attends to any object.
And to see the difference between vitakka and manasikara.
This morning you were talking about vitakka, mm-hmm. In connection with patipatti. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that some more?
Yes, because what is patipatti?
Particular attention.
Patipatti.
Yeah.
Can you repeat it? I remember it, but not fully.
Patti itself, just one word, means particular.
Particular
object. Particular. And
reality.
Yeah, patti is reach, attain, approach with understanding. Because now we talk about seeing, but is it patti? Approaching, reaching, seeing at moment when seeing arises with understanding. Without understanding, it's not patipatti, because it's not the moment of attending or reaching or
that's
patti.
Reaching, attending or reaching.
Patti is particular object, so it means one object at a time.
You mean chana citta arise?
That is thinking about the term chavana. But at this moment of seeing arises and falls away, and other citta arises after. So we talk about the citta which arises, whether it is kusala or akusala, or before that, whether it's vipaka or kriya before that. See? It depends on what we want to stress. On that which can be understood, like after seeing, is the kusala or akusala, that can be understood. But if we talk about that which just follow, the sampatichana, can we know that? Santirana, can we know that? So there are many moments always unknown, even it arises, but avicca cannot understand that. As there are cittas before, seeing and kusala and akusala. Because when we talk about the word javana, we mean the function of citta. No need to talk about function now. We just talk about the moment after seeing. Otherwise, it's only repeating books. What is there in books?
What do you mean? No need is because vipassana has to be step by step. So at this moment there is no need to think about javana when there is need to think about visible object and rupa and nama. Mm.
Because you see that there is now seeing and visible object. Do you know the kusala citta or kusala citta after that? After seeing? Or do you know sampatichana, santirana, votapana? So, we just talk about that which cannot be known. But seeing can be known. Visible object can be known. Like or dislike, attachment or aversion can be known. That's why in sutta, Buddha didn't say anything about the details of moments of citta. Like after seeing, it is sampatichana, santirana, votapana. Not in the sutta.
In the Abhidhamma.
In the Abhidhamma. just to see the anatta-ness, to turn one's mind towards the true nature of reality instead of following the story and concept of reality. Because who knows that the concept, all story comes from thinking. Only thinking. And thinking arises. Why does one think? Because there are conditions. The object which is seen, the story that has thought about before, conditioned moment of thinking. Not more than that, only different realities form up the moment of what we take for self.
And is it understanding that draws vitakka towards the true nature of reality rather than just thinking about realities?
Panya is a reality which knows what's right and what's wrong. And at moment of panya arising, there must be many cetasikas, wholesome cetasikas arising together, including vitakka cetasika. So all other cetasikas follow panya. At moment when panya leads other reality to the right object at different levels. If there's a "I want to know," it's not the moment of understanding all these words. So we just talk about whatever arising now, that's all, in order to understand. Otherwise we sit and we talk and we don't understand reality at all. How come to think about this or that? How come to feel like this?
When dhammas like those arises, we don't like it. So we just try, we don't want to understand, we just don't want it.
Yeah, it and indicates that not enough understanding.
Not enough understanding.
Or it's only pariyatti. And it's not skill pariyatti either. Because when it's skill, it conditions right understanding with awareness of that particular object. Not even thinking about visible object as a reality, see. Even when heard a lot, what is seen is only visible object. 100 times a day, but still, what is seen is something. So it takes time to develop understanding, to really know that one is so attached to that which appears without understanding that it is not last at all, not lasting at all. Just arise and pass away.
And what arises most is akusala, like lobha or dosa. What arises most, more often, is not kusala, it's akusala. And but we must understand that whatever arises,
as long
even
as,
if it's akusala.
As long as it's I, akusala is me, kusala is me, it's not the understanding of Dhamma.
Yeah.
There is only the idea wanting to be good person, I am good. But no understanding that actually goodness is goodness. No one there.
In the suttas, the Buddha reminded to his disciples about the, I don't remember, there is I and the visible object. And because of them, there arises I consciousness. Because of that contact and the pleasant feeling, unpleasant, and everything comes. And the same was like there is ear, there is the sound, and there is the hearing consciousness, the smell, each, I don't know how to call it, doorway or not.
Sense door.
Sense door. But there is also the sixth, it's mind. And where there comes the mind, and the mind object, there is mind consciousness. Can you explain the sixth one? What is this mind, and what is the mind object, and what is the mind consciousness, and what is the mind contact?
Yeah. Are you talking about the 18 tattoos?
Those are 18 tattoos, but in the suttas, I don't know how they were called.
Because you see that what we think that is sutta is what is explained in Abhidhamma. So explain Abhidhamma in sutta as well.
Yeah, but I don't know how in the sutta it was called. It was called this Pasada Rupa or Ayatana.
I think this is under Ayatanas. So I think that when it is referring to mind object, it's mm-hmm. talking about the coming together, like we said this morning, of the Manayatana, the Dhammayatana. So if we're talking about through one of the senses at any moment, there is the eye sense, the visible coming together of the eye sense, visible yeah. object, seeing consciousness, and chetasikas. But if through the when it's a moment through the mind door, there's the coming together of what is translated as mind object dhammayatana. So the chetasika coming together with the chitta at that moment.
I just noted because there was the sutta in there was like an eye and visible object, and because of those two comes the visual consciousness and the five senses like that, and the sixth is the mind and the mind element and the mind consciousness and then contact and everything. And I'm asking this because if there is no mind, there the story could not come, isn't it? So what is this mind or mind element?
Element. Yeah. So you're talking about element.
Element.
Yeah. Is mind an element? Any kind of mind is element, or only some kind
it's
is?
It's not element.
Any chitta is an element?
No.
Why not?
by the sutta.
Yeah, because I always think ayatanas, manoyatana.
Because
it's
you
chitta.
See that there is no firm foundation of understand reality, so we are puzzled when there are many words concerning mind, manotatu, manovinyanatatu, or manayatana, and things like that. But if there is the understanding of mind perfectly, purely, very stable, what mind is, no doubt about it. And we can know why Buddha talk about mind in different ways. But there must be the understanding of what is mind from the very beginning. Is it a reality? Is mind a reality?
A mano, that means citta, the synonym. Mm-hmm. But if this is the mano dhatu, it's like a doorway, no?
Thinking about it, but the understanding of the nature of that which can experience an object.
Mm-hmm.
Is there? It's just
chitta.
It's just chitta.
It's not like the previous chitta, like the mind.
It's just
mind doorway.
It's chitta.
Okay.
Let's understand from the very beginning. What do you mean by mind?
No, I mean the if we talk about the 18 dhatus, the last
no,
three ones.
No, we don't talk about dhatu. We just talk about
yeah. If we talk mind,
mind,
experience.
What is mind?
It's a doorway, for example, or
what is it?
For me, mind is like it experiences. It chitta, yeah.
Is it real? Is it real mind? Is mind real? Is it a reality? Or is concept?
So chitta, is it real? Is it a reality? Seeing consciousness.
Yeah, but they get confused because there are different distinctions and they are subtle sometimes.
So we just talk about reality that can be known right now by considering we have the idea of mind. But we don't exactly know what mind is. So now we should have the very understanding of mind. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
What is mind?
It's just for a while and it's gone. It's like...
But what is it?
Chitta, I know it from... Yeah, I know that, but it's Chitta, Manayatana, Manovinyanadhatu, Yemana, Mano,
words.
And everything, this Pandara, these synonyms.
All these are words.
Yeah, I know, but you ask for
but what
is
the
it, so I
reality of it, the truth of it, the reality of it. What is the reality of mind?
Yeah, it's Chitta.
What is Chitta?
Yeah, Chitta experiences an object.
That which can experience.
Yeah, but there is also Chaku Vinyana Dhatu. And it's...
We don't talk about anything yet, just mind.
Yeah, but I'm asking about the sutta. There is the sixth...
Okay, we'll come to that later.
There, and there
after
is the
we understand mind.
So
after we understand mind, we can talk about that. But
okay.
If we don't understand mind yet, no meaning about talking about other words. So, is there now... a reality which can experience an object. No matter what you call it,
mm-hmm.
If you don't call it citta, it still can experience an object. If you don't name in particular chakku vinyana dhatu, it's still that which can experience visible object. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So all realities okay. arise and it has its their own characteristics, functions, manifestations, proximate causes for their arising. They cannot just arise at will or out of the blue. It cannot be that. But who knows the conditions for the arising of each one without studying and consider until one can know that it is conditioned. Whatever arises is conditioned. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So at this moment, there is a reality which sees. Because there is seeing right now, or there's no seeing at all. Someone, when it's asked, he doesn't know whether there is seeing. Even he sees, or even at the moment there is seeing, they say they cannot tell whether it's seeing because they think of the word. Not of the characteristic which sees. So at that moment, no matter we call it seeing, or chakku vinyana, or mano, it's that which can experience an object, right? So there are many words for that, depending on its function too. And sometimes it's called Hatha-ya, have you heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Hatha-ya, what does it mean? Why do we call
it
Hatha-ya?
It's
pure
than the
Hatha-ya. Innermost reality. Innermost nama.
Hey, it means Hatha-ya.
Yeah.
Hatha-ya.
Can there be anything is more innermost than it? The innermost.
So sometimes citta is called Hatha-ya.
Mm-hmm. The heart.
And so the question is, why is citta sometimes called, referred to as Hatha-ya? And the reason is because it's the innermost.
The closest.
Okay, innermost.
Right.
Is there an outer?
No.
No.
It's never be the outer.
So it's
no,
all...
Citta seekers are outer. Citta is innermost.
Oh.
In other words, chaitasikas would not arise without citta.
Right.
Okay.
Citta is the chief.
Mm.
It's like it experiences. It's the leader, so it's
the
inner.
I still want to go back to what is the mind. What is mind?
This is mind.
Yeah.
What
That's
we are
mind.
Talking now is mind. But we talk about mind in different ways so that you can understand
okay.
it.
It's mind.
So when we talk about mano dhatu, it's just, that's why I kept saying, just citta, just
mm-hmm.
seeing now, seeing is mind, mm-hmm. is mano dhatu.
I have always associated mind with thinking.
Mm-hmm. that is before you study the Paramattha Dhamma, because you don't really understand what mind is. You have only mind and body, see? But what is mind?
That which experiences.
And?
Citta.
Citta and cittasika can and experience.
Okay. Yeah. So mind is all of those. So we have the eye door, the ear door.
Mm-hmm.
We have the mind door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So what...
Are you talking about that which experiences?
Yes.
Or that which cannot experience?
That which experiences.
So, that which is experiences can experience.
Mm.
Right? It can. When it depends on eyes, without eyes, it cannot arise and it cannot see. It's also mind or citta. See?
Mm-hmm.
So we talk citta in different ways to really understand it by different doorways too. But let's see that that which can experience, the chief, the faculty of experiencing, is just one, not many, not two, not ten, not 52. Only one which is the faculty of experiencing an object. It's called citta, hadaya, pandara, mano, manasa, manayatana, many, many words with mano, manat, mana. See? No matter it's followed by other words like manayatana or manotatu, there are only that reality which can experience, and is the faculty, the chief of experiencing an object.
Mm-hmm.
Because even it depends on cetasikas as its factors for its arising, cetasika is not citta, because it's not that which is the faculty of experiencing an object. But it has to arise with citta, cetasika, all cetasika arises with citta, or sometimes it says that it arises in citta, not outside.
Mm-hmm.
But say, it arises in citta, so citta is the innermost. And citta can arise with some of cetasikas, wholesome or unwholesome. But cetasika cannot arise without citta.
Mm.
But citta can arise with different kinds of cetasika. Even not with this citta, it can arise with other cittas. Other cetasikas, not citta. See, if there is the understanding about anything, when we come across other word which represents that reality in different ways, we can understand. For example, manayatana. But it doesn't mean that we can understand manayatana without understand citta or mana. First. So now, what was born?
Citta.
And?
Cetasika.
And as the world of five khandhas, nama and rupa. But there are worlds without rupa. So citta and cetasika arise without rupa. That's why the citta and cetasika are nama and rupa, can never be nama. It cannot experience anything. And panya, which can understand that, one at a time, the demarcation of it is the mind door, which only one characteristic of a reality can appear clearly. One knows the quality, the tattoo, the element which doesn't have any shape, form or anything at all, but it's there and it experiences an object. So no doubt about what is citta and mind or mano or tattu at all right then. But from now, we begin to thinking about it, considering, in order to really understand what is meant by that element which can experience an object, no matter whether it's called mano tattu or mano vinyana tattu or hadaya or manasa. So now it's clear about that which is now experiencing an object. Right? Mm-hmm. No one. Yourself.
Yes, but actually, because sometimes it was says like this 18 datus.
Right.
First.
Right.
So Buddha was made very subtle distinctions to help people. So
now we come to the word tattu, right? Because Buddha talked by way of tattu too. What is tattu? Again, we start with what is it? What is it all the time? Otherwise, we don't know what we are talking about. But if we know what is it, we can talk about it further and further. So what is tattu?
Element. Just Dhamma.
Mm-hmm. Is element Dhamma? Is Dhamma element?
Yes.
Yeah. Reality.
Pardon? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of saying tattu, can we say Dhamma?
Yes.
Not yet. Only just one word at a time. One word at a time. Otherwise, what is it? Again, see? What is it? So, can we not say tattu? Or do we have to say tattu? Or no matter what we call it, one cannot change its nature at all. That which experiences now is experiencing. So if you like to call it tattu, it's okay. If you like to call it Dhamma, it's all right.
And no matter which doorway it's through, it's still just Dhamma or Datu. So whether it's seeing or whether it's citta experiencing through the mind door, it's still just Datu.
Or mano. Or mano.
Oh, mano.
Nam.
Citta.
Mano.
Mano.
Oh, mana.
Mana, okay.
Ka.
So there are Datus experiencing not just through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body sense, but doors, but also through the mind door. So these are also Datu.
Can mano be cetasika?
No.
Can mana be cetasika?
Yes.
Can ayatana be cetasika?
Ayatana. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Question.
No, because I have a question, because Buddha was like very, very like strict to the, like he said, like not six khandhas, not four, he said five khandhas, and he took 18 datus, yes?
There must be reason for each
yes.
group.
That's why I ask for this sixth mano datu, mano vinyana datu and object.
Okay, so how many datus are there?
Six. But there was in Vibhanga, there was like
any number. 10 billion.
Yeah, that's what that's,
oh, yeah,
but in Sutta
yeah.
there no in
before that. Before grouping it.
Like even now
yeah.
Datus are rising and falling away all the time through all the doorways.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe or be sure that there are uncountable dhatus? Or can you count?